In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing on the new era. This is volume 12, May 22nd, 1919. We are in the third paragraph, and I'm Father Salzel. Jesus says this, "Now, you must know, my daughter." So here, Jesus is instructing us that if he's telling Louisa, she must know this. He's also talking to us. This is important. That what the creature does on earth is the capital that she forms for heaven. Okay, what does that mean? It's the money. It's the capital. You become rich when what you do on earth. Either we're going to go to heaven or we're going to go to hell. You're living your life to buy the place that you're going to live forever. And so what people say, what the saints have taught us is those that pray go to heaven. Those that don't pray go to hell. So what Jesus is saying, Louisa, you have to know this. What you do on earth, this is what you're buying. You're going to either buy heaven or you're going to buy hell. What you do is what you're getting ready for. So what does he tell Louisa? He tells Louisa, those that are worried, those that are fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, those that are doubting, they are anticipating hell. This is how they're living. There's no trust in God. There's no hope in God. There's no confidence in God. There's no knowledge of God. What they're embracing with all the other vices are the things of hell. And Jesus tells Louisa, if you're peaceful, full of peace, if you're joyful, full of joy, if you're happy, you're getting ready for heaven. How can you be happy in this situation? You know, how can we be happy? When we know Jesus Christ, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, he's our Master as a King, we begin to understand suffering. He is the one that suffered. Mary is the one that suffered standing near the foot of the cross. The two that suffered the most, the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. What did they do? They found Louisa. Jesus says, I looked through all the universe, and you were the littlest, Louisa. You were the tiniest, Louisa. And what does he say? He says, I could give you the gift of gifts. Why? Because you lived in your nothingness. And so what God is doing now for us is he's saying, what you're doing is preparing your eternity. I know a lot of people who live a life that is not of God, was not of God, and they turned back to God. They went to confession. They changed their evil ways. They began to live a life of joy. How? By knowing Jesus, by knowing the Blessed Mother. Amid all the people that were around them that didn't know Jesus, that didn't know the Blessed Mother. And their life changed. And all the coins, if you want to say, that they bought for hell disappeared. And coins for heaven, this capital for heaven, began to grow in the souls. I know other souls that started out good. And they ended far from God, away from God. So all the coins that they had for heaven disappeared, and they traded them in for the coins of hell. Jesus says, what you do on earth is what you will form in heaven. So he's saying to us, the closer you get to Christ and his church, the more that you enter into this umbrella if you want to say, with the thunder and lightning and rain is pouring down the umbrella of the Holy Church, you are protected. Each person is being asked by God to trust in the Lord. And so he says, therefore, if the soul does little, she will have little. If you're, let's just look percentage wise. If it's 51% for hell and 49% for heaven, you're buying your place in hell. If you are 51% in heaven and 49% of hell, you're going to have to spend a lot of time in purgatory to be purged of all that is opposite of God, separate from God. That has to be gone. And either you turn away from it in this life, or you're purged in purgatory the next life. St. Thomas Aquinas says the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. I don't want to go there. I don't want to even get close to that. So Jesus says, if you do a little for the glory of God, little for salvation, little for heaven, you will receive little. If you do much, you will receive much. So what the Lord is asking of us through Louisa is, you have to know this. How are you living? Is there things in your life that you have to avoid? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, doubting, sin. Are those the things that you have to avoid? Are those the things that you're working on to have nothing to do with? He says, if a soul loved me, Jesus, he says, and glorifies me for 10 people, she will receive 10 more contentments. Corresponding to as much glory, and will be loved by me 10 times as much. So here, Jesus is saying this. This is very, very important. If you're spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament for your family, you're going to receive the correspondences as much glory as you are praying for those people in your family. Okay? If another loved me and glorified me for 100, for 1,000, this soul will receive contentments and love for 100, for 1,000. Now Jesus says, the thing that we read in the last paragraph, he's saying, I want you to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is for all mankind. As Jesus prayed for all mankind, as Our Lady prayed for all mankind, this is what they gave to Louisa. And now Jesus is teaching us the same thing. I'm going to show you how to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So what is the reward? What is the reward that God is going to give to us? This is what he says. In this way, I, God, will give to the creation all that I, God, have decided to give from the beginning of time. See, glory is coming. Think about this. We sing at Christmas, glory to God in the highest, you know, peace on earth to men of God's will, of good will. So what is this that's coming to the earth? It's what God planned from the beginning. The glory of God is coming to the earth. And Jesus says, I want you to participate in this. I want you to be blessed by this. He says, and the creation will then be able to give back to God all that I, God, must receive from all of mankind. Heaven. We're going to participate in the glory of God. We're going to participate in the love of God. We're going to participate in God blessing all the world in a way that can only astonish the angels. The angels are not even aware of what God is going to do. It's so beautiful. It's so perfect. It's so glorious of what God is going to do. And all God is asking, all God is asking is, would you be willing to do what I ask? And what is that? To begin to live in the third fiat. To live in the fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom come and reign in me, this dust on earth, as the saints possess it in heaven. So Jesus has given us the book of heaven so that we can read and we can study and we can put this into practice. So he says it very clearly. He says, so in this way, I, God, will give to the creation all that I have decided to give. And that's the glory of God. That's the praise of God. That's the love of God that we will participate in. That's what the saints are doing in heaven. They're seeing God. They're in the beatific vision. What they see is what they begin to possess. See, it says, what we are now is children of God. What we will be, we do not know. But what we know is that when this happens, we will become like him because we will see him as he is. That means a mirror. We're going to be looking into a mirror. We're going to see God reigning in us. That's why we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. God is there. We love God with our whole mind, our whole heart, and all our strength. And we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Why? The Holy Trinity is there, reigning inside of us. Jesus bought us, Scripture tells us, with his precious blood. He shed his precious blood, every drop of his precious blood, to buy us, to redeem us. And now God wants to sanctify us. Creation, redemption, and now we're entering into the new era, the abundant life of sanctification. So he says, and the creation will then give back to God. It's the breathing in. You breathe in the divine I love you. You receive, you breathe out the divine I love you. So you breathe in this I love you of God, and we breathe back to God, I love you. It's the waves of the shore. It's I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you. It's to restore the divine motion of God. It's the sunrise, it's the sunset. It's the sunrise, it's always I love you. And he says, therefore creation through mankind will give me, God, all that I, God, must receive from mankind and all in mankind. So when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why does this have to happen? Jesus says, and my glory will be complete in everything. It's God breathing the Ruah of God, the breath of God. I love you. We receiving that, I love you. And then we breathe back to God, his I love you. Not a human I love you. It's a divine I love you. We receive this divine I love you, and we breathe back to God, it's a divine I love you. But as mankind, as Adam was told, to begin to return to God the I love you for all mankind and for everything in creation. So great things are in store, and our God is looking at us. He's ready. He's beginning to get us ready for this new era. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.